Worldview Radio and WVW-TV is made possible because of listeners like you. Thank you so much for your tax-deductible contribution that you can make at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com or by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also send your tax-deductible contribution via check to WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. That's again WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for helping make possible Worldview Radio and WVW-TV broadcasts.
Faith, spiritual values, moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
All right, welcome. Glad you're with us. I never even heard the intro music. Okay. All right, glad you guys are with us. Make sure I can hear my guest when they come on. We're going to be joined today by Leo Holman again and by Patrick Wood. We've got very interesting news coming out by a couple financial guys that are telling us that the Biden regime is going to flip us over very quickly to a digital currency, and maybe sooner than a lot of us thought. We'll get to some of the information related to that. Gentlemen, welcome to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, Brannon.
Thank you, Brannon.
Hey, guys. All right, so I got some video clips to play, but I also have this article. There's this new article out by over at WorldNet Daily. In fact, I've pulled up multiple articles. Who wrote this article over at WorldNet Daily? Do you know who they are, Leo?
Yeah, Joseph Farah, he's the top guy.
Oh, he is the one that wrote it? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, he is the one that wrote it. And this is kind of sent to me about last night, but it's kind of going viral because now I've interviewed Jim Rickards many times. Jim Rickards worked with the Central Intelligence Agency and other groups on talking about, you know, how to prepare for economic war, et cetera, et cetera. He's now reportedly come out. I don't know where he has supposedly said this. I don't know if you guys have been able to document what WorldNet Daily is reporting, but he is claiming, because I'd like to find where he actually said
it's
this.
On it appears to be his website, Jim Rickards website. There's a link to it in the article if
okay.
You scroll down
okay
where it says Rickards noted, and it's and there's a hyperlink.
Yep,
there
see it right there. Okay, so he's saying that we could go to a digital currency on December 13th, 2022. I don't know. I'm always nervous of date setting, but
yes.
He's saying December 13th, 2022. Now, again, he has worked in the intelligence arena. I've interviewed him several times. He's a New York Times bestselling author, I'm pretty sure. His books have sold a lot. But we don't have to go with the date. Okay, let's just say he's wrong with the date. Let's say he's right with the date. We don't know. We'll find out, right? But I think it's coming very quickly. I'm sure you guys went and did some research. I've gone and done some research. Here is Kiyosaki. He's the author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, right? And he warns about this executive order by Biden and calls central bank digital currency, CBDC, creation, quote, communism in its purest form. Communism in its purest form, okay? Then I went over and I found this article on NASDAQ.com. Programmable digital currencies are coming. Here's what that means. It goes through that.
We explained this on my website to everybody back in March. So what you're telling me here is the mainstream media is finally coming out and saying what it means to have a digital currency?
Yes, they are. Here's one from, of course, Ron Paul's website. It's entitled Programmable Digital Currency, The Next Stage of the New Normal. That was November 5th, 2021. Let's see, what other articles? Here's Forbes magazine back in March of 2021, central banks ramp up for tokenized economy. Notice that word, tokenized.
Right.
A full headline, as programmable money emerges. Key word here, folks, programmable money.
That is the key word right there, yeah.
So as we do, let's look at real quick a clip.
Do they explain what programmable money actually means?
Yeah, I will. I don't think they're going to explain it the way you and I are about to explain it, because they would not want people to realize how dangerous and the potential for massive freedom robbing this is. Let's go to this. Here's a clip from 60 Minutes back in April of 2021. Listen to Jerome Powell, chairman then of the Federal Reserve. Listen to what he has to say about programmable digital dollars.
The Chinese last month unveiled the world's first digital currency from a major power, currency that would not be printed but would exist only in cyberspace on your phone, for example. Is the Fed working on a digital dollar?
We are actually evaluating that. Most major countries are now looking at the possibility of having a digital currency and really asking the question, in our very modern advanced economy with a fast, efficient, full-blown payment system, would adding a digital currency, a form of digital currency, would it actually benefit the public that we serve? That's the question that we're asking. We're working very hard on that. We're also doing quite a lot of technological experiment. I mean, technology has made this a possible thing, and so we feel it's our obligation to understand it. How would it work? What would the features of it be? There are many subtle and difficult policy choices and design choices that you'd have to make. We're doing all that work. We have not made a decision to do this because, again, the question is, will this benefit the people that we serve? And we need to answer that question well. And we need to involve the public and Congress deeply in that process, because it would be an important step if we were to do this.
But given the fact that the final decision hasn't been made, you are doing, if I understand you correctly, software development, even graphic design, on what a digital dollar would look like and act like.
Yes, we're doing lots and lots of work. We're doing stuff jointly with foreign with other central banks. We're doing things at the Boston Fed, and many of the regional feds have little projects going on. Here at the board, we have a group of people who are doing software development and that kind of thing. You know, this is really just table stakes. This is understanding the technology and the possibilities so that you can really address the policy issues.
You think it's likely?
I think it's possible, is all I would say. You've seen many other countries like ours, well-off countries like ours, that are looking at it seriously. In some of those countries, the use of cash has declined precipitously. That is not the case here. Americans still like to use cash. So it's something that will be decided based on the situation here in the United States.
Are you considering a digital dollar in order to compete with the cryptocurrencies that are out there already, like Bitcoin?
That's not the principal reason, I wouldn't say. It is a fact that there are private sector currencies, stable coins, and cryptocurrencies as well. Those are not at a level or a scale that is concerning at this point. Really, really the fundamental question for us is, if we add this, will that help the public? Will the public be better off? And will there be any negatives too? Will that have perhaps unexpected effects in other parts of the financial system that we need to consider in weighing the costs and benefits of this? We're the world's reserve currency. The dollar is so important. We need to get this right. We do not need to be the first ones to do this. We want to get it right, and that's what we're going to do.
All right. I don't buy a word that he's selling.
No.
I don't think he's a very honest individual. He doesn't care about the people. This government, this regime has showed they don't care about the people. And we're the world reserve currency only right now, while Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, and now China's invited in Argentina. Saudi Arabia is now looking at trading oil based not on the dollar anymore with some countries. So we're not the world reserve currency for very long. That's going away. But notice again, even 60 Minutes is hammering him on the idea that this thing is fully programmable. What are your thoughts here, Patrick?
It has been programmable. And here's what I heard this reiterated by a lady from Great Britain. She's American, but from Great Britain, by the name of Pippa Mogram.
Yes.
She gave a statement at a conference in Dubai. It was a financial conference. And What she stated was that the financial, you know, that the whole financial system is going to be upended. But she stressed it's about blockchain. It's not about cryptocurrencies. It's about blockchain. Blockchain as a technology can be used for almost anything under the sun, recording anything of a title to a house, for instance, a title or registration to your car can be embedded in blockchain. Anything that exists in electronic form can be documented by a blockchain. Well, blockchain works in two directions. It's not just a one-directional thing. It can record a transaction, but the financial system that's being put together that's based on blockchain is intended to be programmable. That means that every unit of currency, quote-unquote, that you will have in your electronic, quote-unquote, wallet, it's not a real wallet, every unit of currency will have its own unique serial number.
Wow.
Nothing else like it in the entire world. It'll have its own unique serial number. Like you have a serial number on a dollar bill, right? I mean, we've been dealing with this for a long time. The serial number doesn't exist anywhere else. It's unique to that dollar bill or that $5 bill. Well, they're doing the same thing with the same concept with this blockchain currency, except that they'll have all the registry in the computer at the same time at the level of not only commercial bank, but all the way up to the central bank and all the way up to the Bank for International Settlements. So this is literally a global system of control that could exist. And when they say programmable, they know if you have, say you have three tokens, $3 tokens, digital dollar tokens in your wallet, each one has a serial number. They could specifically say dollar number one can't be spent on airline ticket. Dollar number two can't be spent on hydroxychloroquine. You get my point.
Yep, yep.
Dollar number three can't be spent on a camp stove for bug out bags or whatever.
Because that would be bad for the nature, for the environment, because you're burning wood.
Well, whatever the case would be, the programmable feature of this is based on the fact that they know where every dollar is, who has it at any given time. If I have it today and do a transaction with you or Leo, now you have that digital, that serial number, right? In your blockchain. Now they know you have it, and it can be programmed in this very same way, where it can be spent on certain things and not on other things. Exactly what they're doing in China today. They have already figured this out, and they're doing it in China, where they can limit spending in whatever direction they want to, down to the person level, down to the wallet level.
Here's that clip of Dr. Pippa Mamgren at the World Economic Forum. Listen to this.
It may be a bit late for that. I remember talking to an Australian diplomat at one point about this break between the U.S. and China, and said, you know, both sides are going to say, whose team are you on? Mm-hmm. And he said, our job is to make sure the question never arises. But the question has arisen. And so I think we have to go deeper. And it's not about the U.S. versus China. It's about what underpins a world order is always the financial system. Mm-hmm. I was very privileged. My father was an advisor to Nixon when they came off the gold standard in 71. And so I was brought up with a kind of inside view of how very important the financial structure is to absolutely everything else. And what we're seeing in the world today, I think, is we're on the brink of a dramatic change where we are about to, and I'll say this boldly, we're about to abandon the traditional system of money and accounting and introduce a new one. And the new one, the new accounting, is what we call blockchain. It means digital. It means having a almost perfect record of every single transaction that happens in the economy, which will give us far greater clarity over what's going on. It also raises huge dangers in terms of the balance of power between states and citizens.
We'll take it right there and come back, continue with Leo Holman, Patrick Wood, the push toward a digital dollar and digital tyranny. We'll be right back.
The 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend. Tickets are now available, and just like last year, it will sell out this year as well. We only have seating for 1,000 people, filled up last year in 2021 and 2022. is sure to do the same. Hello, I'm Brennan House. Join us for the 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend on beautiful Lake of the Ozarks. The resort is right on the water. It's all inclusive. You come there and you stay and your meals are there and you register for our conference. And we have a great lineup this year. Keynote speakers in person will include Dr. Peter McCullough, internist and cardiologist, an expert on pandemics and bioweapons. We'll have with us CEO of MyPillow, Mike Lindell, Roger Stone, Patrick Wood, expert on technocracy and globalism, Annie Cyrus, born in Iran and an expert on the Middle East, Dr. Lee Merritt, former military surgeon and expert on bioweapons, Dr. Andy Woods, pastor, lawyer, and also expert on Bible prophecy, Terry Turchi, former assistant deputy director of the counterterrorism division of the FBI, author and journalist, an expert on illegal immigration and the border crisis, Leo Holman, Karen Kingston, she is a bioweapons analyst. This is the incredible lineup. There's also the option of the Thursday night banquet concert, and then also the luncheon on Saturday, the WVW Foundation luncheon on Saturday. Now, these things on Thursday night and the luncheon on Saturday are optional. You don't have to attend those if you don't want to, but you can. And you can get your tickets along with your general seating or your priority seating tickets for the conference itself at WVWTVstore.com. All the details are there, WVWTVstore.com. Be sure to call the resort. Use that promo code WRLD, or just say Worldview Weekend, or the code WRLD, and you will get the weekend rate when you book your room reservations at the Tantara Margaritaville Resort, right there on beautiful Lake of the Ozarks, 1,150 miles of shoreline, rolling hills of the Ozarks. It's gorgeous. So don't delay. It will sell out. WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. If you prefer to order your tickets over the phone, you can call Melissa and or text her at 901-825-0652. If you prefer to order your tickets over the phone. Otherwise, WVWTVstore.com. WVWTVstore.com. The 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend.
All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Let's also, something we put up at worldviewreport.com last night, because I think this fits with everything. We put this up at worldviewreport.com. The IRS, this is a screenshot, jobs.irs.gov. IRS is looking to hire, you know, these 87,000 people, right? Well, one of the job descriptions is for, I guess, people to knock down doors and break heads. Major duties, adhere to the highest standards of conduct, especially maintaining honesty and integrity. Isn't that kind of an oxymoron when you talk about the IRS? Working a minimum of 50 hours per week, which may include irregular hours, and be on call 24/7, including holidays and weekends, so you can bust up some heads. I added that last part. We like to bust up people's heads on holidays. Maintain a level of fitness necessary to effectively respond to life-threatening situations on the job. Carry a firearm, and be willing to use deadly force if necessary. That part I didn't make up. Carry a firearm, be willing to use deadly force if necessary. Be willing and able to participate in arrest, execution of search warrants, and other dangerous assignments. So the IRS is putting together their Gestapo. And, of course, they're going to be very easy. It's going to be very easy to control everybody, get what they want, when they can just start seizing their accounts. Correct, Leo?
I mean, put this together with the digital currency and the programmable money, and you've got a lockdown police state. But more than that, you've got a surveillance state. We've already got a surveillance state, but if we have digital programmable money, there will literally be nothing you can do, no place you can hide, nowhere you can go where you won't be tracked and surveilled. And they'll be able to shut you down without access to your bank, your money. And people need to understand this is different than like just freezing a bank account, as Rickards explains in that article. When the truckers got out of line in Canada, they froze their bank accounts. But the government had to deal with the banks and had to get the acquiescence of the banks in order to do that. And I don't know how involved that is in Canada, but there's a process here in the United States. You can't just decide on a whim that, oh, we want to go and freeze Patrick's or Brandon's bank account today. It can be done, but it takes a process. If we have programmable money, it could be done instantaneously, and you're going to find out the details later as to why it happened, if at all. you know, if they ever bother to tell you. So this is a grave danger. I don't know where Rickards gets the date of December the 13th, but you put this together with the doubling in size of the IRS, the militarization of the IRS, and we're heading for something much worse than anything the world's ever seen, much worse than Soviet Russia, worse perhaps even than the Nazi regime, because they did not have access to anything resembling this type of technology, Brannon.
The government knows that the COVID shot is killing people. They know that. We know it. It's all documented. They know it. They want this. This is the desired effect. So this government has shown they will murder countless Americans. They are working in Congress to make sure they can kill as many babies as possible after the Roe v. Wade decision was sent back to the states by the Supreme Court this summer. These people have a thirst for killing. Many of them, I think, are demonically controlled and influenced. The Bible says in John 10 that those who are under the control of Satan, particularly speaking false teachers, which these people would be, his ministers of, you know, evil, that they come to kill, steal, and destroy. So these people have a thirst for killing. They're showing it with their desire to have active euthanasia, the vaccines, abortion, killing babies 28 days outside the womb. How much more do the American people realize we are being ruled by people that will murder you in a heartbeat? They will kill you. They will kill you. And if they don't kill you, they will trump up charges on you, arrest you, and hold you without a trial for indefinite amount of time. I don't know where we're going with this, but I can tell you the trajectory tells us this is only going to get worse, not better, and it's not going to all of a sudden correct itself. Patrick?
It will not correct itself from the top down, that is for sure. No tyrant has ever given up power voluntarily, ever, not ever in history. There always has to be some type of resistance to force them out of their position, either to be perform as a tyrant or even out of life itself. I mean, the history of the world is full of tyrants who got executed or got, you know, assassinated along the way. I hope that's not going to happen here necessarily, but the problem with America for sure is that we've been conditioned to think of evil as Halloween, you know, where you have a costume and there's horns and a tail and ha 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 carrying a pitchfork. People generally have no idea how evil is and what it's capable of doing. So our country's been in denial on a lot of these issues for many, many years, decades and decades. Now, today, many people are starting to face up to it and see it when they see the killing, when they see the carnage is taking place, and they go, gee, maybe what I remember from that Bible story somebody told me when I was a kid or something, maybe there's some truth to that. Maybe I should go investigate a little bit more. And I think a lot of people are.
Well, and think about the fact, Patrick, if millions of Christians, all three of us, are gone, all the staff at VCY America and our 60 stations we're on with them are gone. You know, all the people that run that are gone. All the people that work with Mike Lindell and I that are gone. All the people that work with us at WVW-TV are gone. Now, multiply that across, you know, the millions and millions of Americans and people, and then I don't know how many millions around the world, gone because of the removal of the church. Can you imagine the flood of evil?
Well, the Bible accurately documents this and said, well, documents it, talks about it. It says that the presence of the church in the world is the only thing that restrains evil in the world. That's God's instrument to restrain evil. And when that restrainer is gone, if you will, it doesn't mean that the Holy Spirit has ceased to be or ceased to exist or whatever. It just says when the church at large is gone from the world, evil will express itself in an unrestrained manner. And it's going to be, literally, for a while, it's going to be hell on earth. So, you know, what we sit here doing what we do, we're talking against this narrative, we're exposing this narrative, we're exposing evil for what it is, we're showing people the machinations and the framework and the mechanics of how it works. many people just scoff at us still and say, you're nuts, you're crazy, you're a conspiracy theorist, you've got tinfoil hats on. Well, they're not all going to be laughing and saying that forever, but we do still reach a lot of people with this message, and a lot of people are starting to come out of the fog. Is that enough to stop it or push it back? Who knows? We really do not know. They had the same thoughts back in World War II with Nazi Germany. They didn't know. The Christians back then didn't know if that was curtains right then. A lot of them thought it was, but somehow they made it through, and, you know, God turned the clock forward a little bit and says, not today, folks. It's going to be later. Are we later? We could be here, maybe, but we occupy till he comes, and we must fight against this.
Yeah. Although you and I would both agree, the global scale, the global stage has been set like never, ever, ever before. Israel back in the land, surrounded by our enemies, military pact with Russia, Iran, China, North Korea, Turkey, talk of a digital programmable dollar. America, which has been the land and the beacon of freedom, the light is going out. It is going out. We hope we can invigorate the light of freedom, but it's going out. I mean, all of the things that are happening now, the open talk of globalism, it's no longer in the shadows. It's no longer, oh, Leo and House and Woods are crazy with their talk that we were doing now for decades. Now everybody realizes we were right, that we were reading the writings of these people then, following their books, Carol Quigley, 1966, Tragedy and Hope, you know, many, many others. You and I talked last night, Patrick, about the book by U.S. Senator Barry Goldwater, With No Apologies. He warned about the Trilateral Commission and what these guys wanted. It's all here now. And again, that's the only thing that gives me the ability to sleep at night, is I realize that all of these things that are so horrific and can bring such persecution, that they must come to pass for the Bible to be fulfilled, or we believe a lie. The fact that the Bible has been so specific, you won't be able to buy or sell unless you have the mark. You're going to have one world government, one world religion, one world economy, a one world leader. What that religion will look like, you know, the worship of nature. All of this is happening, and yet the Bible says it would happen. We see the specific prophet Daniel telling us in Daniel 2, Daniel 7, the kingdoms that will come and go. We now see the building of this revived Roman Empire, a Eurocentric world government. So I'm hopeful, but I also have come to greater understanding that the worst they can do, I mean, I guess they could capture you and torture you, but really is, you know, they can kill the body, but they can't kill the soul. And we may not be long for this world, some of us, due to the fact they take us out or we're raptured. I don't know which one it's going to be, but if it wasn't for understanding this through the lens of the Bible, I would be in great, great despair. I don't know how the unsaved world does it. But listen to this. This is Jim Rickards. This is something he recorded back in July of this summer. He's now saying in this one, he thinks a digital dollar by this next year, which December 13th, I don't know why he's putting a date. I don't understand that. That is almost next year. But he's saying next year, or 2024, he expects a digital dollar. This is what he's saying in this recording that was made July 25th, 2022. Listen to a little bit of this. Jim Rickards.
There's an urgent situation unfolding in America, and today I'll unveil all the unnerving details. So let's get started with a critical question. Where were you on March 9th, 2022, when President Biden signed the death warrant on American freedom? On that day, in a hushed ceremony at the White House, without the approval of Congress, the states, or the American people, Biden signed into law Executive Order 14067. Buried in his order are a few paragraphs titled Section 4. The language in Section 4 makes Order 14067 the most treacherous act by a sitting president in the history of our republic, because Section 4 sets the stage for legal government surveillance of all U.S. citizens, total control over your bank accounts and purchases, and the ability to silence all dissenting voices for good. In this new war on freedom, the Dems aren't coming for your guns. No, they're thinking much bigger than that. They're coming for your money. And it's already started. Hi, my name is Jim Rickards. I'm a former advisor to the Pentagon, the White House, Congress, the CIA, and the Department of Defense. I'm also an attorney, investment banker, and author of 7 books on currencies and international economics. When places like Fox, CNBC, or Bloomberg want to know what's about to shake up the global economy, they call me. Most of all, like you, I'm a proud American patriot. The disturbing predictions you're about to see are based on my independent research and my contacts in the intelligence community. I've never made this kind of public announcement before, but it's my duty to pull the alarm. This is what I believe Section 4 of Biden's order means for all Americans. The U.S. dollar will be made obsolete. Soon your cash will be confiscated or will simply be worthless paper. The cash currency we have now will be replaced with a new programmable digital token. But the truth is, few outside the deep state recognize Biden's move for what it really is. If my predictions are correct, this is so much more sinister than simply replacing the cash dollar with a new digitized version. Friend, this new currency will allow for total control of all American citizens, because every digital dollar will be programmed by the government. That means they will be able to turn on or turn off your money at will. Not only that, but they'll be able to track and record every purchase you make. This is very different than online banking and has nothing to do with crypto. I'll explain everything in a moment. But what you need to know now is AOC has already publicly declared her support for a government-controlled spyware currency. The digital dollar means Dems will be able to punish any contribution, purchase, or even social media comment that they don't like. And this isn't something years away. It's starting now. Biden's secret army has been hard at work, and U.S.
We're going to pick it up right there. We come back. Startling stuff. Don't go away. In March of 2022, Biden signed an executive order dealing with cryptocurrencies. The Federal Reserve and the Secretary of the Treasury are all talking about America moving to digital currencies. Many nations are now talking about moving to digital currency. My friends, I've been warning folks for years that when they go to a digital currency, combined with social credit scores, they'll be able to turn you off, turn off your bank account, just like that. We saw recently in Canada where they implemented emergency powers and began to seize the bank accounts of people that simply were doing peaceful protesting in favor of freedom and liberty. We already know that in America, we who are patriotic conservative Christians have been deemed domestic terrorists for showing up at school board meetings and letting our school boards know we don't want our children taught Marxism under the guise of critical race theory. We don't want the mandated mask onto our children. We don't want mandated vaccines. And yet that has many labeled by the FBI as potential or actually domestic terrorist. We now know that the World Economic Forum openly in their own documents is calling for a digital currency and digital ID for everyone in the world. And we know the Biden regime is fully on board. They openly state that your digital identity will be tied to social credit scores and your ability to get a loan will be tied to that information. Why would you be under the thumb of the globalists and the elite when you already know what it is they're saying about you and what they're doing in America and around the world? Why would you leave yourself vulnerable to them turning off your account, leaving you helpless? My friends, I believe this is where precious metals come in. I don't give financial advice, but I do give financial opinion. And for years, I've been advising my audience to take seriously becoming educated on the issue of precious metals, and particularly numismatic. Many people don't even know what numismatic coins are. They're coins that are 1933 and older, and by law, they're private. It's a great way, I believe, for people to store their wealth, not to make money, but to protect your money as a hedge against inflation. If you want to get a free report with no obligation, I urge you to call my friend, Wes Peters. I've been working with Swiss America as a sponsor of our organization and conferences for over 15 years. Wes is a retired Marine. You can text him your name and number, and he'll send you the packet of information, no obligation. You don't even have to call him. You can simply text his cell phone at 602-558-8585. Give him your mailing address. Say, I want the free packet of information Brandon talked about, and it'll be on its way. Just text him your name and address to 602-558-8585. Then after you get the packet of information, go through it, and when you're ready to have your questions answered, you can call Wes back. That number again to text your name and address to get the free packet of information that's no obligation is 602-558-8585. Again, 602-558-8585. Don't you think you've been given plenty of warning for what's coming? Isn't it time for a prudent man, a wise man, to take refuge? All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Let me finish up where we were with Jim Rickards and get the gentleman to respond. Listen to what he says.
Any contribution, purchase, or even social media comment that they don't like. And this isn't something years away. It's starting now. Biden's secret army has been hard at work, and U.S. trials are already well underway. In fact, our government is racing to catch up. China and Russia have already launched pilot programs for their own digital currencies. More than half the countries in the world and almost 90% of central banks are testing or exploring a digital currency right now. In my opinion, it's not a question of will the U.S. implement a digital dollar. It's just a question of when. And the answer to that is it's already happening. Under Project Lithium and Project Hamilton, the new spyware currency has been quietly tested for several years. There's no stopping it. I predict we'll see a digital dollar in circulation next year or 2024 at the latest.
So he's saying 2023 or 2024, this was in July 5th, 2022, is this recording is what it's dated. Now he's saying potentially December 13th. Again, I don't know why he's being so bold to set the date. I would think he, you know, he would want to make sure that he doesn't set a date and then miss it. But he appears to think that's going to be the case. But let's say he's off and it's 2023, 2024. We're still talking months away. Leo?
Yeah, I personally don't believe that they'll be able to get us to the point where we can just wake up and be told that we have a new digital dollar and our cash is worthless, unless we are in some sort of crisis or emergency, catastrophic type of scenario. So if he is right about December 13th, we should expect something catastrophic to happen between now and then. Will it be, you know, a new super bug released that's 10 times more scary than the coronavirus? Will it be the launching of World War III and perhaps a nuclear exchange? Will it be a massive cyber attack targeting the banking and financial industry? Something of that nature, or something that we hadn't even thought of, to get us, to bring this country to its knees. That is the only way that they could do this, in my estimation. I would like to hear Patrick's thoughts on this, but that is the only way they could do this, in my estimation, without provoking an all-out immediate and ferocious civil war.
Let me throw another scenario in here. What if we don't have an election this fall, or what if they rig the election so badly and the American people from a November election to December are really beside themselves, and this is a way you crack down and get control?
Patrick?
That's one way, I suppose. You know, it's always interesting to play what if. It's also a dangerous territory.
It is.
It really is.
Yeah, we are throwing out theories here, trying to figure out how they're going to do this.
There's also the possibility that they don't do it in a instant. You know, you don't wake up and you're told that your dollars are now worthless and you need to exchange them for this digital money. It's possible that they could phase it in.
And offer incentives.
Offer incentives.
Bring your
cash
in. We'll give you $1.25 for every dollar you bring in.
Exactly. And in the meantime, we have this interim period of months or possibly even a couple of years where both digital money and the U.S. paper dollar is still in currency and still usable, and they phase out the dollar in favor of the digital. That's one potential route. If that were the case, then they would not necessarily need some big catastrophic event.
But you can kiss buying firearms goodbye. They won't need a ban on AR-15s or whatever they want. They could just shut down all the gun stores because you won't be able to do any transactions.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, they're very sneaky and incremental in many of the times where they try to transition us into a new system. So I could see it. I could see them doing it in a gradual phasing in which a scenario in which there's no restrictions. Okay, we go for months or even years with this digital currency operating side by side with a physical paper currency, and they put no restrictions on it. They lull people into thinking that this new digital currency will have no restrictions. You can go buy your firearms, buy your ammunition, buy your gas-fueled vehicles, but then when they're finished with the phasing in, and that could take months or years, and they finally do get rid of the cash, that's when they would come in with all of these new regulations and restrictions, and you can spend it here, but you can't spend it there. You're only allowed it this much for certain items, and once you hit your quota, your money is turned off. they can get completely creative with it at that point.
Wow. Let's go back to another clip by Jim Rickards. I fast forward it a little bit. Listen to what he says here.
Thanks to Section 4 of Biden's order 14072, ordering urgent research into developing the digital dollar, I believe the U.S. dollar, the standard of the world since 1792, will be replaced by a new currency, the digital dollar. These new electronic currencies are called CBDCs, or central bank digital currencies. I call the digital dollar Biden bucks because I want him to take full credit for what I consider to be crimes. This is not like the money in your online bank account. No, this is new and different. Every digital dollar will be a programmable token like Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies, but there's a big difference. Cryptocurrencies are decentralized digital currencies. Instead, if it plays out the way I see it, Biden bucks will have the full backing of the U.S. Federal Reserve. They will replace the cash, fiat dollar we have now, and will soon be the sole mandatory currency of the United States. When Biden bucks are rolled out, many experts, myself included, believe they will begin an era of total government control and surveillance. This is not hyperbole. This would dramatically expand the power and influence of the federal government, essentially acting as a new type of spyware. With Biden bucks, the government will be able to force you to comply with its agenda, because if you don't, they could turn off your money. This won't be like freezing a bank account. It will be so much easier, because Biden bucks will be digital tokens programmed at the source. They could be turned on or off at will with just a keystroke, and they could be reprogrammed at any time. With Biden's secret surveillance army running the show, the anti-freedom implications are almost limitless. For example, Biden bucks could be programmed to allow only certain kinds of purchases. Imagine what this new world could look like. You want to keep an internal combustion engine car? Your digital dollar suddenly won't pay for gas. Instead, you can be forced to buy an electric vehicle. That's just the tip of the fascist iceberg. They can force you to get vaccinated. They can force you into solar. They can force you to use less water or heat. They can force you to eat fake plant-based meat. They can control where you are allowed to travel. They can stop you purchasing certain items like guns, ammo, or survival supplies. They can control to which candidates you're allowed to donate. And they'll know every single place you spend your money forever. America would become a surveillance state like China or North Korea. Every single aspect of your life could be controlled because they'll control your money. In fact, I fully expect them to implement a social credit rating system like in China. Say the wrong thing on social media, buy the wrong thing, subscribe to the wrong news channel, give money to the wrong candidate, and your rating drops. Suddenly, your Biden bucks are frozen or disappearing from your account. This is already happening in China. There, a low social score gets you officially labeled untrustworthy. They can take away your ability to travel, restrict your internet access, deny your family the best schools or jobs. They may even take away your pets. I'm not kidding. All this is going on today. But that's China, an oppressive communist country. Could this really happen in a democracy? Just ask the truckers in Canada, because that's exactly what happened to them. Their Prime Minister Trudeau was granted special emergency powers during the peaceful trucker protests over his forced vaccination law. He then ordered all banks to freeze the accounts of the protesters and anyone who aided them in any way. And it wasn't just a threat. That fascist froze the bank accounts of nonviolent protesters. He locked up over $6 million in private accounts for protesting a forced vaccination law that truckers believe violated their sovereign human rights. Think about that. They protested his policies, so he took away their money. Think our current government would love to do that? Me too. Under Biden bucks, we'll lose many of our God-given American rights. They'll be replaced by total government surveillance and control. For almost all Americans, this will be the death of freedom forever. Almost all Americans, not you. You won't be a victim. You can beat Biden's surveillance army at its own game. The key is what I call asset emancipation.
And we'll stop right there. Asset emancipation, I like that. Because that's, and again, I don't give financial advice, I give financial opinion. But I've been telling people, guys, for how many years have I been telling them, do not leave all your eggs in one basket. Do not be under their thumb. Do not be all under their control. Get out of debt. Find ways to be diversified. Precious metals, lands, you know, gold, silver, rental house, even if I guess you barter with your renter, whatever. I don't know. Not, there is no perfect plan. But if you, I believe, sit with all of your assets under their digital system, you will be 100% under their control. Leo?
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned barter there, because if this system does get implemented, we won't be able, if and cash is banned, we won't be getting regular money for our rental houses, will we?
Right.
Right. So, you know, what about paying your property taxes on those properties? Will the local county tax assessor, tax collector, accept silver coins for the annual tax bill?
Tennessee, Texas, and a few other states, they have started to pass legislation that allows you to pay bills with precious metals. Are you aware of that, Patrick?
Yes, I am. Arizona also has the ability to do that. I want to point out, though, there is a precedent in America for confiscation of money.
That's right.
Remember the gold. When gold was confiscated by FDR,
yep.
They just made a summary statement, you need to turn your gold in. And
yep.
There was a lot of people that did have knocks on their doors where they knew gold was. And we could very easily have the same precedent set today where the IRS is used to confiscate cash and or gold. I don't think gold is some kind of a magic thing. The reason I say this is because the literature supports the idea that the whole concept of technocracy cannot work with outliers in the system. Mm. This is why we see this incessant talk about no person left behind, no
right.
person left behind, no person left behind. In education and in business, everywhere we see it, the UN is all over the UN documents. You know that. I know you've read a lot of that stuff, Brandon. The reason nobody can be excluded, that no outliers, is that they mess up the whole system. Their system won't work unless everybody is in the system. So they won't allow outliers to hang on. They're simply going to have to get rid of them. How they do this with digital currency, and it does worry me, by the way, that the IRS now is armed and they're expanding their workforce and their police force incredibly. Their weapon of choice, by the way, sidearm, is 40 caliber automatic weapon. It's a huge blockbuster.
And they're buying a lot of hollow point. They're buying a lot of hollow point bullets,
yes,
which tells me they're shooting to kill.
Exactly. There's no shooting to wounding here. They're going to get you. This thing will blow you up. So, you have a police force potentially that could go out and start knocking on doors. You know they know where everything is already because they've collected. They know where the guns are. They know where where the cash is, by and large. People that are tending to hoard cash, they can deduce that from IRS records. So the risk is now, will the government turn on us and execute that, you know, confiscation mode where we're just going to go out and take away stuff? That could happen with dollar bills as well.
Yeah, it sure can. 1-800-347-9829. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions, 1-800-347-9829. 1-800-347-9829. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions, make it as brief as you can, to the point as you can, so we can roll through as many callers as we can. My guest is Patrick Wood, technocracy.news, technocracy.news. Leo Homan, leohoman.com. LeoHoman.com or WorldviewRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Brandon House, and we have just received a new shipment of freeze-dried food, and we have a new website where you can purchase it. It's WVWTVStore.com. That's the new website, WVWTVStore.com. Again, WVW as in Worldview Weekend, WVWTVStore.com. It has a 25-year shelf life. All the details are there. 2,000 calories a day. Great description of exactly each entree, what you're getting. We have the 2-week plan. We have the 4-week plan. We have the 3-month plan, 6-month plan. And many of you have asked for a plan that's 1 year, a 1-year food supply. That's what I have. And many of you have asked for that. We added it. It's all available now at WVWTVStore.com. Now, I do want to tell you, on some of it, we're eating some of the cost of the shipping. In other words, we're not charging you for some of these plans what the shipping actually cost us. We're going to go ahead and eat the cost of some of the shipping. And if you want to know why shipping is expensive, well, for like the 1-year plan, that's a lot of buckets. That's a lot of weight. So again, you need to know that we're not charging you what the full price of the shipping is, because again, we're trying to be reasonable here. Look, we want to offer you this service. We appreciate your buying it from us. It's a big part of our general operating budget. We know you could buy it somewhere else, but when you buy it from us, you're also helping to support WVW Broadcast Network. Now, again, as we get into the fall, there's talk of pandemics and rolling blackouts and World War III and all the things that are going on in this world. The demand for freeze-dried food is going back up. We've actually had times and periods where the company says to us, we can't provide you with anything for right now. You're going to have to wait a few weeks. In some cases, they've even said a few months. We had to flip to another company because the company we were originally with stopped making it available to us as a distributor for months. So we have a great company we're working with. We appreciate them. We're getting shipments. But folks, when the demand kicks in, we can't guarantee you we can get it. If we can't get it, we can't offer it to you. So I would urge you to order while we can get it to you. WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. All the details are there. If you prefer to order over the phone, you can call 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also text Melissa at that number and give her your name and your number and say, hey, call me when you can. She's swamped, folks, so be patient with her. She's absolutely swamped. But you can text her at 901-825-0652 or call her. Better to text her if you can, and then she'll call you as soon as she's able to. 901-825-0652. Otherwise, place your order at WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com, while we have it and while we can ship it to you. Thank you.
All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com, worldviewradio.com. Let's go to your phone calls, 1-800-347-9829, 1-800-347-9829. Again, my guests are Patrick Wood, his website, technocracy.news, technocracy.news, and then Patrick Wood, or excuse me, then Leo Homan. Leo Homan is Leo, H-O-H-M-A-N-N.com, Leo, H-O-H-M-A-N-N.com. Both of these guys will be live in-person keynote speakers at our Ozarks Worldview Weekend, the middle of October on beautiful Lake of the Ozarks. It's filling fast, priority seating, general seating tickets. You can find it all at WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. Leo Homan, Patrick Wood, Mike Lindell, Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Lee Merritt, Karen Kingston, Dr. Andy Woods. The list goes on and on. Annie Cyrus, Roger Stone. So quite the lineup, folks. It is filling very, very quickly. The middle of October on beautiful Lake of the Ozarks. Who knows? Maybe this will be our last chance to gather together. I don't know. I was hoping we could make it to at least the 20th anniversary, but this is the 19th. Full details, WVWTVstore.com. Well, let's go to the phone lines. Let's start out with Jim in Joplin. Line one, Jim, thanks for calling in, Jim.
Yes, Brandon. I was just reading on my Prophecy Newswatch email this morning that one of their top stories was Australia getting ready to experiment, quote-unquote, with digital currency. Have you guys seen that?
Guys, Australia?
I think I did see something on that. I saw the headline. I haven't had a chance to read the article yet. If I'm not mistaken, Greece also announced something last week. It's spreading fast, yes.
Let's go to Star, line two. Star, thanks for calling in, Star.
Yes, the local food stores, you'd have the self-checkouts. One of them uses cash and credit card. The newest one to be installed is only credit card. That way they can use the digital currency that they're going to establish, and you can spend it with plastic.
Yeah, they're already conditioning the people no cash. As I said last week in Dallas, tried to pay for a Coke and a coffee with cash. They wouldn't take cash. Comment by either of you gentlemen?
Yeah, these systems, Brandon, are coming down from Visa, MasterCard. Mm-hmm. They're sworn to get rid of cash. I just ate at a restaurant yesterday. We pulled out cash to pay cash, and they said, no, we don't take cash anymore. We only take electronic. And I looked, they have brand-new equipment down there. She said, it's equipment we have in here now. It doesn't permit cash. So the credit card companies are pushing vendors to install these brand new systems. I suppose maybe they even give them to them. I don't know, but cheap. And they can install these, get brand new system, the latest and greatest software and everything, with all the fancy tap here and your card is red. But they will not, they know there's no cash drawer. They can't accept the check or anything else, no cash whatsoever.
Wow.
This is a sneaky way, a backdoor way. And I'll tell you what, if you run into a restaurant like that or a store or a feed store or whatever, refuse to do business with them. If you have to drive 50 miles to find another store like that, just refuse to do business with them.
And tell them.
And tell them. But tell them why. Tell them why. We must keep cash in existence. And then say, when you get your cash box back in here, I will come back and buy from you because I love you guys.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm out of here.
Yep. Chris, line three. Chris, thanks for calling in, Chris.
Hey, Brandon, thanks for taking my call. Good show today.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say, I was thinking about what you said earlier in the show about these people, this government, and how they have a thirst for murder and killing babies and killing people with the COVID shot and so forth. And I was thinking of that verse in the Bible where it says, their judgment slumbereth not. And I think, and I don't wish this on anybody because I'm a sinner too and I deserve God's wrath. But these people, I believe, are going to have a special place in the lake of fire someday.
Absolutely.
I really believe that.
I absolutely agree with you, Chris. I absolutely agree with you. I think the Bible says they're storing up wrath for the day of wrath. They're storing it up. That verse alone tells me that there are varying degrees of punishment for these people.
Well, even here on earth, there's going to be a day, the Bible says, where the blood will run up to the bridles of the horses. That's going to be God's wrath. And there's going to be a lot of people caught up in that, I'm afraid.
Great point. Ralph in South Dakota. Ralph, line four. Thanks for calling in, Ralph.
Yep, first-time caller. How are they going to control, like, if you want to go to a grocery store, control what you buy there, or a hardware store, where you have just, from soup to nuts to buy, or are they just going to shut you off totally?
Patrick, what are your thoughts?
Because you mentioned, like, you won't be able to buy red meat.
They'll give you a quota. I think what they're going to do, Ralph, is they're going to give you a quota. So you remember, if you go back to the World Economic Forum, their website, in their video where they said, and we've shown the screenshots and shown it over and over, you'll own nothing and be happy by 2030. They say that meat will be a rare treat. So they're not saying that you won't be able to get meat. It'll just be a very rare treat. So they will see that you're purchasing red meat, and it will deny the purchase. So once you exceed your quota, you don't get any more red meat. It's almost like that movie I hate, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. He gets a candy bar. It's a rare treat. But I always thought that movie was so depressing as a kid. But anyway, that's how it's going to be. The meat will be a rare treat, and they're already telling us that's the case. You guys agree?
100%. Yes.
And of course, when we give examples like this, it's important just to remember that although they are examples, we're not saying that this is going to happen exactly this way, but we're describing this concept of programmable money. It means whatever is in their mind, they will be able to do to limit or nudge our spending towards where they want it to go, and it'll be out of your control. Now, the next question is, okay, what kind of evil stuff could they scheme up to use a tool like that?
Yeah, absolutely.
That is really disturbing.
Let's go to Joe in Tennessee. Joe in Tennessee, line one. Thank you for calling in, Joe.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I'm retired. I don't have any debt, limited savings, mostly tied up in IRAs. You're preaching diversifying, and I'm just wondering, what's your recommendation on diversifying?
Well, I believe in it. I don't give financial advice. I give financial opinion, but I believe in diversification. I think that the fact you're out of debt is great. I think if people can have a garden, of course, at this time, they might want to try to get the seeds, get those heirloom seeds. And be thinking now about how can I be as self-sufficient as possible. 15-second closing comment from both of you. Go, Patrick.
I have nothing to say, but, at the end of it, the power of prayer still changes things.
Yes, absolutely. Leo?
Amen. I agree with that. And just the more dependent you are on the system, the worse off you're going to be.
That's our program. Thanks for listening. Take care.
This has been Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or to hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs, go to worldviewweekend.com. Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, BCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of worldviewweekend.com and is heard weekdays on BCY America.
Hello, I'm Brandon House, and I cannot stress enough how important it is that you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW, as in Worldview Weekend. Not only will you save up to 66% on sheets, towels, blankets, dog beds, pet beds, bathrobes, slippers, moccasins, and any of the 110-plus products, not only will you save up to 66% on your purchase by using the very powerful promo code WVW, but did you know that with each purchase, a generous portion comes back to WVW Broadcast Network? Last year in 2021, we were able to replace all of our 12-year-old plus cameras. They were at least 12 years old. They were old HD cameras. We were able to get brand new 4K cameras because you used the promo code WVW. That's how important it is. You may think, well, is it really that important? Yeah, it is. We wouldn't have, I don't think, the brand new cameras we have today if we had not had your support by going to MyPillow.com and using the promo code WVW. Now, not only do we have to buy new equipment, maintain the equipment, but we have bandwidth bill. Every month, we pay thousands of dollars in storage and bandwidth so that you can watch the free TV shows at WVW. If you listen to the radio show for free, I have to pay for the bandwidth. The radio shows and TV shows are free for you to watch, but I have to pay for the bandwidth. How do we cover that bill? One way is by those of you that go to MyPillow.com and you use the promo code WVW, as in Worldview Weekend, WVW. Will you do that right now? Will you do me another favor? Will you ask your family and friends to go to MyPillow.com? Look, we all need sheets, towels, blankets, comforters, dog beds, bathrobes, slippers, moccasins. You're not only supporting a great company and the work of Mike Lindell, you're also supporting the free radio and TV shows at WVW Broadcast Network. I really need you to go there right now. Please, don't delay. Go right now to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW. This is a great way for you to support our work and get something in return. Please do it right now. MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW. Thank you.